I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with a story you've probably never heard before. In the wake of the Civil War, a former Union soldier and a former Confederate soldier faced off in a duel with pistols near the Scott-Fayette County line. Their encounter was likely the last formal duel fought in the Commonwealth. Stuart Sanders, a history advocate with the Kentucky Historical Society, recently told the story of their long-standing conflict and its violent resolution.
Well, I think it was the last duel that sort of earned public renown, and it sort of acts as a pivot point in Kentucky history. First of all, it was a duel between a former Union soldier and a former Confederate soldier, in which the Confederate duelist ended up hitting the Union duelist and severely injuring him. But importantly, it serves as this pivot point to show where violence in Kentucky changed. And so while upper-class Kentuckians used to pass challenge notes and fight formal ritualized duel, after this fight, they tended to have violent confrontations on the street, using concealed weapons and sort of shooting each other that way instead.
And back to this duel in particular, you describe what touched it off, and it sounded curiously like a WWE event where the guy got a chair smashed across his back.
Right, there were childhood antagonists, Joe Deshaies and Alexander Kimbrough, and when they met after the Civil War, they had not gotten along before the war. When they ran into each other at a hotel, Deshaies ended up trying to shake hands with Kimbrough, who refused. Since Kimbrough refused to shake hands, Deshaies then smashed him over the head with a chair, and that got a fist fight started, which then the next day led to a challenge to duel. And then this fight ultimately took place where Deshaies shot Kimbrough through the hips, ending the duel. And then Deshaies, since dueling was illegal, had to run off to Canada, where he lived for 10 years until he was pardoned by Governor McCreary in 1875.
And it's important to point out that there was a significant cooling off period here. The fight took place and then the duel 2 weeks later.
Right, yeah, because Deshaies had injured his hand, they ended up delaying the duel. But it just shows how hot-headed and touchy 19th century Kentuckians could be when it came to affairs of honor. And so that sort of keeping your honor intact and avoiding public shame outweighed the fact whether or not you had cooled off about the argument.
What got you into this whole idea of studying dueling?
Well, really it was this duel in particular that got me interested in a lot of ways, because I used to work for the Perryville battlefield, so I understood, you know, the concept of northern and southern soldiers fighting a pitched battle against one another. But when you start examining how a former Union soldier and a former Confederate soldier would actually get involved in a formal duel after the Civil War and after they'd endured so much bloodshed and hardship during the Civil War, just really piqued my interest.
Regarding primary documents, now, what you're mentioning here, this was patently illegal. So putting this in the paper and naming names, where would you find your primary sources?
Well, there's some manuscript sources, but really a lot of newspaper records, also pension records for men who were wounded in that duel, for example. Even though names were mentioned, though, authorities typically turned a blind eye because they understood sort of honor culture and dueling and essentially sanctioned dueling. So you had a lot of judges and prosecutors who ignored the fact that men had tried to shoot one another in such a formal manner.
But now, if you turned down an opportunity to duel, would your name be in the paper for that?
It could be. If someone challenged you to a duel and you refused, you could then be, quote, posted as a coward. So, you know, your name could be put in a newspaper and you could sort of be branded as a coward, and that would haunt you for the rest of your days. You turned down this opportunity to restore your honor and defend your honor on the dueling ground.
Anyone making the correlation to the feuds in eastern Kentucky versus how these gentry would settle their differences in the time in Kentucky?
Yeah, by the time the feuds came about, violence had sort of changed in Kentucky. The duel had gone away by that point, but kind of blue-blooded upper-class Kentuckians were still shooting one another on the street. They were still sort of tied to honor, still very touchy when it came to insult. So, you know, there was a good chance if you insulted an upper-class Kentuckian that instead of offering you a challenge to duel at that time, he would end up pulling a pistol and shooting at you. And that happened on numerous occasions across the bluegrass. And those men who did that and sort of engaged in that type of violence were rarely prosecuted.
All right, final question.
Yes, sir.
What are you currently working on and researching right now?
Well, I've got a book coming out in March 2020 that looks at a 1856 murder on a steamboat, and that involves sort of Southern honor culture and defending one's honor. But I'm also working on a book about a duel that was fought in Kentucky during the Civil War.
My thanks today to Stuart Sanders with the Kentucky Historical Society, talking about his research into one of the last formal duels in Kentucky. You can hear his full presentation at our website at wuky.org.